Imagine stepping on your brakes on a freezing Tuesday morning. A car pulls out in front of you and, absolutely nothing happens.
Oh, man.
You've spent $300 on Elite trackpads, so why aren't you stopping?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's unpack this. Today's deep dive into a 2026 Ferodo Brake Pad Buyer's Guide is all about why matching a brake compound to your actual driving style matters, like way more than brand reputation.
Right.
Slapping Elite racing pads on a daily commuter is basically like wearing spiked sprinting cleats to walk around the grocery store.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. People tend to buy into the fantasy of how they drive rather than the reality.
Yeah.
Buying top-tier performance parts sounds really great in theory, but in this case, you're paying a premium for a level of performance that actually makes your daily routine harder and, honestly, potentially dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start where, 90% of drivers live, which is the daily commute.
Yeah.
The guide points to Ferodo's Premier and their eco-friction lines.
Mm-hmm.
At $15 to $35 an axle, it's really easy to assume these are just, I don't know, budget compromises.
You'd think so, yeah. But long-term independent tests actually put the Premier pads head-to-head against Brembo factory replacements, and the Premier actually beat them on Cold Bite twice.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, they did.
Just to clarify Cold Bite for a second, because I know we have enthusiasts listening, but that's a pad's ability to stop the car before the brakes have generated any friction heat, right? Like when you first back out of your driveway in the morning.
Exactly, yeah. Commuter pads are chemically engineered to offer maximum friction at those low ambient temperatures.
Okay, well, I have to push back a bit on the eco friction line, though, because the guide says these are heavily marketed for electric vehicles.
Right, they are.
But if regenerative braking does almost all the work in an EV, why do they even need specific pads? I mean, standard pads should be totally fine because they're barely being used.
Well, what's fascinating here is that the lack of use is actually the problem. Yeah, because an EV uses its friction brakes so infrequently, the rotors and pads just sit there, so they're highly prone to corrosion.
Ah.
Ferodo's copper-free eco-friction formulation specifically combats that rust. So you aren't fighting heat in an EV, you're fighting rust.
I never really thought about it like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, plus the compounds are actually denser to handle the massive weight of those battery packs when you do... finally slam the pedal.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting, though. We leave sensible commuting behind for the allure of racing pedigree.
The fun stuff.
Right, the fun stuff, exactly. The latter moves up to the DS Performance and the DS2500 pads, which jump to around $250 a set.
Mm-hmm.
But the guide notes the DS2500 is incredibly polarizing.
It is, yeah.
Like, a BMW 2 Series owner found them noisy, harsh, and totally inferior to stock pads for daily driving.
Well, that just comes down to the physics of the heat curve. Elite track pads, like Ferodo's top-tier DS3.12, they boast a massive 0.6 friction coefficient. To put that in perspective, a standard street pad sits around 0.3.
Wow. So 0.6 is essentially throwing out an anchor.
Pretty much, yeah. But there's a massive catch to getting that anchor to deploy.
Right.
To get that grip, those track compounds require temperatures over 200 degrees Celsius just to start working properly.
200 degrees.
Yeah. The materials literally need to soften and transfer a microscopic layer of friction material onto the brake rotor.
But you're never hitting 200 degrees on a Tuesday morning run to the office.
No, absolutely not.
So putting a dedicated track pad on a commuter car means you basically have virtually no cold bite. Like, you press the pedal and nothing happens till they warm up.
Exactly. It's not an upgrade, it's a hazard. Which is why the market for high-end pads is so tricky to navigate, especially when you factor in the counterfeit industry.
Oh, yeah, the counterfeits.
Yeah.
Because Ferodo carries heavy track credibility, kind of rivaling Hawk or EBC, it attracts a massive wave of dangerous fakes.
Massive.
I always assumed fake car parts just meant, they wore out faster. Like, they were just cheap.
I wish. It's actually a severe physical safety issue. Counterfeiters use cheap organic fillers, which is essentially sawdust and cheap resins, and they just press them to look like a high-end compound.
Yikes.
Yeah. And they might stop you fine at a red light in light traffic.
But what happens under a sustained load? Like a steep mountain descent.
That's where it fails. The cheap resins boil. The heat builds up, the resin literally turns into a gas, and that gas creates a boundary layer between the pad and the rotor.
Oh, man, so your pedal just goes straight to the floor.
Right to the floor. You have zero brakes.
That is terrifying. But the guide details how Ferodo fights this with a PrioSpot security label on the Premier range.
Right.
And it's not just a shiny sticker, right? It has shimmering rainbow colors, a specific digit that physically shifts when you tilt the box, and a unique data matrix code.
Yeah, the shifting digit and the data matrix are the critical mechanisms here, because counterfeiters can easily print a static holographic sticker, right?
Sure.
But they can't replicate dynamic micro-optical layers combined with a serialized code that actually pings Ferodo's actual servers. It essentially forces buyers to verify the exact part before they ever take a wheel off their car.
Wow, that's smart. So what does this all mean for us?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it just boils down to matching the compound to your reality, not your fantasy. You have to understand the physics of what you're buying,
right?
Verify the security labels, and confirm you're getting the genuine mechanical reality you paid for.
The genuine mechanical reality. I like that. And that distinction between fantasy and reality connects perfectly to a final detail from the guide about motorcycles.
Oh, right. The Royal Enfield.
Yeah. On a Royal Enfield motorcycle, testers found that installing Ferodo's sintered pads, which just means the metal particles are fused together under extreme heat and pressure rather than glued with resin, vastly improved the feel of the brake lever and the rider's overall confidence.
Right, because that fused metal creates a much stiffer pad that doesn't compress slightly when you squeeze the lever.
Right, but here's the kicker. It didn't actually change the ultimate stopping distance.
Really?
Yeah, the underlying physics of the tire gripping the road stayed exactly the same.
Wow.
Which leaves you wondering, you know, when we spend hundreds of dollars upgrading our parts, how much of that better performance is actually just the psychological illusion of confidence rather than mechanical reality?